Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 19th of July, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
Glad you're
Happy
here.
Monday.
And to you. You are here because the two of us are going to chat a little bit about Fitness Plus. And you've discovered some interesting things that you can do, some interesting ways to sort of boss Fitness Plus around, I guess I should say.
Well, it's Fitness Plus and fitness kind of tips and tricks with the Apple Watch and iPhone more broadly. So some of them absolutely relate to the Fitness Plus service. Mm-hmm. And some of them are just part of the kind of fitness activity monitoring kind of functionality that the Apple Watch and iPhone do. And it includes some stuff for third-party stuff as well. So,
all right.
So like different things. So as lots of, I'm sure most of our listeners know, your Apple Watch and indeed your iPhone conduct, count the number of steps you do.
Yeah.
And every day.
Yeah. I think the 5 or the 5S was the first to, that sort of had enough accuracy in the gyroscopes accelerometer to count those steps for you.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So it done them since then. So as I say, most people probably do that. Maybe you check it within the app on your iPhone or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, if you also have an Apple Watch, I've just realized I don't know how I'm going to do this without the 101 Dalmatians effect of like everything talking at the same time.
Yes.
But you can basically ask,
hey, lady,
you
as I use as my examples. Yes.
The S person. Cause she can have, they
that's
can
true.
Have whatever voice yes. you want now, can't it?
Yeah.
But ask Siri what you want it to do. So you say, hey, S, mm-hmm. how many steps have I walked today? Mm-hmm. And if you do that on your iPhone, sorry, on your Apple Watch, mm-hmm. Which normally I think most people do by holding down the little, you know, the
crown
thing.
Yeah.
The crown. That's the technical term. Yeah. If you hold down the crown, get it and ask, how many steps have I walked today? That opens the activity app and it puts the current step count right at the top of where it opens the app, and you can see it very easily. Really nice way to do it without scrolling.
Yeah.
And a similar thing you could do, if you say, hey, S, what activity have I done today? Mm-hmm. It shows you your total steps, your total distance, number of flights of stairs you've climbed, again, all through the watch, straight on your wrist without having to fiddle through an app. Really nice and simple.
Yeah. Especially because there's many taps to get to that information on your Apple Watch.
Well,
if you're
indeed.
Doing it without, you know, you have to get to the app view. If you're not using list exactly. view, then, you know, you tap on a couple of other things incorrectly before you get to the one that you need.
You're
and then all the scrolling.
My apologies. You must watch my video that I did showing you how to get to list view and improve your life dramatically.
Yes, you absolutely should do that. I guarantee it. It will make your life
Allow
better
me
if
to
you haven't
improve
already.
Your life.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. So you could, those are two quite nice ones, similar, and this is really relevant to what you were saying about number of clicks, mm-hmm. To see your heart rate. So if you say, hey S, what's my heart rate? Mm-hmm. That opens the heart
nice.
Rate app and takes your current heart rate without you having to do anything.
Very
which
cool.
probably is a good thing if you're worrying about your heart rate. Or, you know, if you're running, you don't, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
There's lots of reasons you might want to know that information. And you can see it very quickly by doing that. Another one, this will be less relevant, depends on how you've set up your watch and how easy it is for you to see these things. Mm-hmm. If you say, hey, S, how much of my move or exercise or stand goal or target have I hit today? That opens the activity app, shows the progress towards those different totals. So that's really nice as well.
Yeah.
If you can't quite tell exactly where you are based on the rings you can see on the front of your watch or whatever, that's a really mm-hmm. nice way of doing it.
Or if you just don't have that complication on your watch, you know, to begin
exactly,
with.
Exactly.
Like, but you want to see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you don't have the complication set up, if it's not clear enough, it's a really useful one. The other one, which again relates to your point about reducing number of clicks, which I know you're very pro.
Yes.
If you say, hey, S lady, start a workout. So start outdoor walk, for example, is one I like to use, but you mm-hmm. can do it with any of them on there. Start yoga, start running, start whatever, it opens the workout app and begins that specific workout instead of you having to click all the way through and start it.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that idea. Definitely, yeah, that's one that I would use is to kick off the workouts, because I sort of alternate between having it as a complication and
right,
or like tapping on rings to try and get through to it. So yeah, definitely just being able to say so is very nice.
Yeah, so that is all really nice, and it all, everything syncs with the way you normally sync that data. Obviously, because this is what Siri does anyway, you can ask it to open individual, if you have a different app. So some watches, for example, if you get a Nike branded Apple Watch, Nike, the Nike Run Club app is included, is part of that.
Yeah.
So if you say, hey, open Nike Run Club, it does that. So more standard, you know, just opening an app, it work, you know, you can do the same with the Breathe app if you just want to do some mindfulness for a minute, all of those kind of things.
Yeah. And I think there are some other shortcuts that you can use more specifically in some of the fitness apps. Like if you use Strava for things, I think you can automatically kick off different types of workouts within Strava with Siri shortcuts. Sense. I think you have to go in and sort of set them up. But like if you specifically do a lot of cycling or you do a lot of running, you can have it kick off the workout in Strava automatically, which is very handy.
Exactly. So it goes beyond just the kind of Apple activity app.
Right. Yeah. If you have other, if there's other ones that you can, that you want to use.
Which can be really useful because people like to use different apps, you know, different fitness apps or whatever. I happen to really like the Apple Fitness one, but yes, lots of people do like Strava and Nike Run Club and all those kind of things.
Yeah, if they're, yeah, and particularly if you like to do workouts that aren't necessarily ones that the Apple built-in fitness stuff will track for you, that helps a lot too. So, yeah, Siri shortcuts make those handy.
Yeah, I have to say the Apple app has a lot more workouts than you actually initially think. You can, if you go to open it on your, I'll turn this into a video and a tip as well because it's quite useful. But if you open up the workout app on your watch, scroll down, tap add workout, you can see all the different things that are there. I mean, there's huge amounts of stuff. There's everything from, you know, mixed cardio, kickboxing, football, badminton, bar. There's all sorts in there that you can add. So if you do a specific sport, it is what that isn't one of the defaults on there.
Yeah.
It is worth taking a minute to have a browse through that and see if the thing you want is in there.
Yeah, definitely. And another thing that I appreciate about the app is that if you do, when I have it as a complication on my watch to open the workout app and let the Apple built-in one track things, whatever you've done most recently pops to the top of the list. So if you do a lot of yoga, you don't have to scroll all the way to the end of the alphabet in order to find your workout.
You can set default. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some nice ways to do that with the complications. It's a little easier than it might sound to like start a yoga workout easily, things like that. So
The complications are the bits in the corner that you can set up to load certain apps.
Yes. Different ways to lay out the display on your screen. Yeah.
Yes. Also on a fitness theme, because we're starting the week right, Kelly.
We are.
I was very pleased to discover that one of my pet peeves of Fitness Plus has been solved.
Hooray. And what was that pet
peeve? Yes. The pet peeve was that my Apple Watch SE and the iPad were not being friendly and talking to each other. So I had to only do workouts on my phone. Which is quite a small screen and not that useful to me in life.
Very much so. I feel the same
way. There was whatever recent upgrade, obviously may have been 14.6 or what, you know, some recent update seemed to fix this without much fuss. Wrote about this and I got a useful comment saying that they thought the issue was Apple Watch SE as opposed to Series 6 users, I don't think noticed this as a problem, for example.
Okay.
Whereas I did on my Apple Watch SE. So if you've been put off previously by your Apple Watch and iPad not connecting, sorry, I just got rid of another excuse for you not to do a workout.
And I'm going to go ahead and pile onto that and say that I've had trouble getting my watch to connect directly to my Apple TV. But if I do the workout on my phone, like, they both say they're connecting and then it never actually happens. And so then it doesn't really work. But maybe it was the same update that improved the compatibility with your iPad. But AirPlay is also an option. So if you have if you have an iPhone and you want to be able to do the workout on the Apple TV, but you're having trouble with it, it's very easy to AirPlay the workout to a larger screen so that you can see things better. So just if that's an issue, I'm also sorry, not sorry, that I've taken that excuse away as well. We can only do it on the, if I can only see it on the iPhone, it's not very useful. And, you know, the screen's too small. We've sort of fixed that excuse for you.
So you are welcome.
Yes. Another thing we wanted to talk about a little bit was some of the stuff in Fitness Plus, because we've both sampled different sets of workouts, I think.
Yeah, I've played with a couple of different things. I mean, I've mostly used, I only recently, again, re-signed up to Fitness Plus when I got the Apple One bundle. I got the Premier Tier Apple One bundle when my free Apple TV ended. So I've started playing with it more recently. But there's lots of different stuff in there, and they're adding all kinds of original kind of content, and it is a content thing. We should bear that in mind. Like, this is as much about content as it is fitness.
Indeed.
So, you know, there are artist spotlights within the HIIT workouts, for example, and you know, there's music by Alicia. So that I'm looking at one that's called HIIT by with Bakari, who is the instructor, and then the music is by Alicia Keys.
I think there's a couple of like dance workouts with Lady Gaga and things like that.
Yeah, no, there's a strength one with Lady Gaga, which frankly is what we all need on a Monday.
I believe so, yes.
And I'm here for it. Another one, talking of kind of famous names on Fitness Plus, that I've played with recently, I don't know if you've had a chance to do this, is the walking wand, Time to Walk.
Yes.
So I had a very lovely stroll with Malcolm Gladwell the other day, Kelly.
Nice.
So if people haven't followed this, it's kind of somewhere between a podcast and a workout, I would say. It's called Time to Walk, and different famous people like have a chat with you and talk to you and like talk you through a set period of time in which you're meant to be walking, and it records it like a workout.
And they do them in seasons, which I thought was kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah. Which kind of made me think more of the podcast side of it.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like a podcast, I will say.
It's got that vibe, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So there's been all sorts of people from, so the CNN medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta did one at the beginning of this month. As I said, Malcolm Gladwell did one. There's a new one every week. There's all sorts of interesting people. I think it's Jean-Benoit Samuelson is this week's one. It was Randall Park the week before. Wanda Sykes has done one.
We had Dolly Parton as part of the first season.
Dolly Parton.
I mean, who doesn't want to take a walk with Dolly Parton, right? Yeah.
Obviously. And they interject them speaking with a bit of music as well. And thankfully, Dolly Parton did what was needed to be done.
Of course. Because
put 9 to 5 in there.
Dolly Parton is a treasure, a national treasure. So, international, I would say, because, you know, she's Dolly Parton. So,
And so she did the right thing and had walking 9 to 5 in there.
Of course, which was fantastic. That was one of the ones I did get to some. I haven't done as many of the others as I would like. I will never do all of them because one of them is Draymond Green. And we had a whole conversation about that previously. So, I will not be taking questions at this time.
Joshua is doing one, I think, which is quite exciting. It's this big name star. Look,
they got all different kinds of people too. Like, it's not just, if you want musicians, it's not just country. I think they got a Jonas brother to do one at one point.
I believe there was a Jonas involved.
If you like sports figures, I think there's people from a variety of sports that all do them. There's like there's, you know, other sort of notable people in interesting ways, like, mm-hmm. you know, Malcolm Gladwell you mentioned and Champenois and all what? That. So there's a wide variety of folks in the time
Wanda
to watch. Wanda Sykes, yeah.
It's fun stuff.
Yeah.
So, and the way this worked, what's nice about this is it's very specific to Apple, very Apple Watch focused. So you have to connect your AirPods or suitable third part, you know, third-party
headphones.
Bluetooth headphones. Yeah. Well, no, it's not quite headphones, because if you plug wired ones into your iPhone,
oh, yeah.
it does not work.
Yeah, wireless headphones that are connected to your watch. They don't have to be Apple's headphones, but they probably do have to be
correct.
Wireless, because you can't connect them to anything else otherwise. So, yeah.
Exactly. They have to be wireless. So I did it with some, and it works very nicely. So, yeah, it's very Apple Watch focused, which the whole of Fitness Plus is meant to be Apple Watch centric, mm-hmm. but Time to Walk is very Apple Watch centric, and that's quite nice.
Yeah. And in the name of taking away another excuse, I will point out that I did the Dolly Parton one, and there was another one I got partway through and something happened and I didn't get to finish, but I did them on my elliptical and it counted.
Oh.
Like, it was able to count my steps and everything. So if the weather's an issue, or there's some reason that, like, the outdoors is not an option or whatever, if you do have something internal, you can use that. And just to springboard off of that, I also did try one of the ones that I sampled was the treadmill workouts. I did sample that
right.
on my Olden elliptical trainer. And I will point out that basically all it did is made me want a new treadmill, because one of the things that they do is they're like, okay, we're going to increase the incline on your workout. And currently, the one that I have, you have to adjust it by hand. So you, like, get off the elliptical, go adjust the incline on the thing that you want, you know, by hand on the front, and then you get back on the treadmill. You are on the elliptical. You have to physically raise and lower in order to get the change. So mine doesn't do any of the electronic adjustment of anything. So basically, when he's like, you know, we're gonna go up a steeper hill now, adjust your incline 6% or whatever, I just sort of walked faster in order to do it.
Nice.
So mostly it just made me want a new treadmill that would do that for me instead of using the one that I have, because I'm like, I'm not pausing my workout and hopping off and adjusting this up and down. Plus I have like three or four settings, and he's talking about like 6%, you know, up and down, and I'm like, this is not 6%, it's not happening. But most of the other ones take zero equipment, which was another thing that I appreciate about a lot of them, is that sort of wherever you are and whatever you're doing, like, I've done the yoga one, a few of the yoga ones without a yoga mat, like just on the floor.
Yeah, that's
You know, I think it was, oh, I did the core workout, which is all like body weight sorts of stuff. I did a couple of those that were good. And one of the things that I like about them is that you do get a preview on them, and the description will tell you a little bit, like in the yoga ones, there's some that are meant to help, like if you have a lot of tension in your back and shoulders, or if you have trouble with your back and hips, or things like that. So they give you sort of an idea of what you're in for. And then also, and we've mentioned this before, Charlotte, talking about the modifications. So
yeah,
there's usually like three people in some of the
yeah.
more cardio ones. And they're like, if you're not doing what I'm doing, you can watch this person to do, you know, even harder core. And you can watch this person if you're not quite there yet. And I like the energy of all of them. Like,
yeah, another thing that you pointed out in previous shows about Fitness Plus, but it's probably worth reiterating, is the work towards making it as accessible as possible.
Mm-hmm.
From, you know, things like using American Sign Language, I think British Sign Language, they're introducing more sign language from the instructors,
yeah.
from the instructors to help people,
yeah.
more people do that. You know, things like that.
Yeah, and they do have a couple of collections in there, which I also think are kind of nice. Like, there's a workouts for beginners. So if the gym has never been your jam, you can still get into this. They have like workouts for pregnancy, workouts for older people, it's curated. It's very much like Apple Music in that way. Like, these are curated things specifically to gear toward people with more limited mobility in a particular way, or people who are maybe new and, you know, you're not up for 60-second planks right out of the gate, right? So here's some ways to sort of sample and get into it. And I also like
I'm never ready for a 60-second plank. Can we be clear?
Yeah, I'm not sure anyone is ever ready. So, and I worry about people who say that they are, to be completely honest. So I do find it interesting that they've at least, like you said, they're making strides toward making it so that everyone can have Fitness Plus, so that Apple can get in on, you know, a little bit more of that sweet services income. I mean, you know, let's remember. But I do appreciate those. We would like to know about your favorite Apple workout, Fitness Plus workouts. If you have them, or if you have treadmill recommendations for Kelly, you could get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, and by leaving comments in the show notes. So Charlotte, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thanks so much. I'm off to, like, this cancels our workout, right? I can go and eat some chocolate and whatever now. We're done.
We talked about it a lot. So yeah, I think that counts. So
cool. Great.
Yeah. All right. So Charlotte's off to Cadbury Plus, and I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. And let's be careful out there.